This afternoon, we have Bulgarica. Is going to perform tonight at Redwood Rocks. Let's go around and I want you to introduce everybody and we're going to see if we have our mic levels right.
Yes, the band Bulgarica is on tour and they're coming in, they're playing tonight in Arcata.
And that's Craig Kurumada.
Yes, and I'm Craig Kurumada. I'm not traveling with the band. We're sort of helping host them. And we'll just check on the microphones. So we'll have Temelko Ivanov play a little bit of his kaval, which is a shepherd's flute.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a wonderful instrument. It's an end blown flute, so you play it like you would like a bottle, but it's a little more complicated to play it.
I see. I'm looking at the mouthpiece. It doesn't look like
No, it's just straight. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just it doesn't have any fipple for the new flute players out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's two parts or three parts?
Three parts.
Three parts,
yeah.
Like a normal flute.
And
okay.
It's made of wood.
Yeah. Very
and
nice.
No keys, they're just holes.
Okay.
So. And then, Nikolai Kolev is playing his famous gadulka.
Now, explain, or
so there's a the medieval or the more ancient European things was called a rebec, R-E-B-E-C, and it's sort of a I'll try and describe it. It's a pear-shaped string instrument that you play with a bow, and he holds it vertically, and it's next to him on his side, sort of in front of his chest, so he doesn't tuck it under his shoulder, under his chin, like a violin.
Uh-huh.
And he has to play it. Also, there's no fretboard, so he has to play it with the back of his fingers, so his fingernails against the strings. And then there are three strings that are actually in contact with the bow, and about 10 sympathetic strings that are underneath that make for that all that extra sound, and you'll hear it now.
There's so many strings on it. That's amazing to know how to do all of that. But
okay. Yeah, and some of our local folks are learning. they've been giving workshops yesterday and today.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Some folks that have the instruments here.
Yeah.
And then next in line, we have our other Nikolai number two.
Nikolai number two.
Kochobashev, uh-huh. Who is playing tambura. And a tambura is more familiar looking. It's like it's played like the top, it's tuned like the top four strings of a guitar.
Okay.
So there are these double courses. It has eight strings, but they're tuned in pairs. And well, let's hear some of the tambura.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so not everybody can see what I'm seeing. Jesse and I are admiring this great performance here. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm interrupting. Go ahead.
Our leader of the band, Donka Kolova, and she sings these wonderful, originally from Thrace, and that's the sort of central plains of Bulgaria, and you want to look up Bulgaria on your Google Maps, you can see it's in southeastern Europe, and it's bordered it lies between Turkey and Romania and Greece and Albania and the Macedonian Republic and the Black Sea. So it's a lovely place, and the Thracian plain is where a lot of great music comes from, and can you just play something and sing.
What are you going to play?
Well, she... Pravohoroli.
A song, maybe.
Okay, we'll do a song.
Complicated Bulgarian rhythm.
Then I won't play.
9 plus 7.
What was that piece called?
It was the name of the song.
Kako Kostadina.
Kako Kostadina. Kostadina. So Kostadina is a woman's name.
Okay.
And it's like her.
Okay. Is this a traditional song?
Yeah. I mean, and this is a bit the rhythm is like one of the many Bulgarian polyrhythmic. If you could figure out what the rhythm was, it's 16, but it's 9 plus 7. So for you rhythm guys out there, it'd be, you know, 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3.
And are lot of the Bulgarian pieces like that?
They're
that
very famous rhythm? For that, but yeah. Not everything. We'll probably play another pretty straight one that's sort of a traditional dance piece called a pravohorol, which just means it's just a sort of straight dance, and it's pretty much in 2-4.
And again, if you're just tuning in, we have Bulgarica, who are performing this evening.
This evening at the Redwood Rocks World Dance Studio between 8th and 9th and Street in Arcata in 8th and 9th and L. 9th and L at the Creamery District.
Sorry. What time?
And that's at 7:30.
7:30 tonight.
Uh-huh. They'll do a concert, and the concert's usually always, I always say devolve into a dance party. It's an evolve into a dance party. So we'll move aside the chairs and invite everyone up to do a lot of these very traditional dances. A lot of them are pretty simple to do. You just have to follow along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's have you play another piece and tell us before you go into it a little bit about it, or have
Pravo. Well, this is a surprise to me too. So, Nikolai, do you want to explain the Pravo?
Actually, it's based on a song, uh-huh. very traditional song, and then we extend it, which is very usual in Bulgaria now. One melody pulls up another one and another one. Uh-huh. So it's kind of sort of our composition, this one.
Okay, all right. Is that right?
Audience here. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And all of our listeners, I wish you could all see this. Just amazing. We get a...
We'll do live streaming on their next tour.
I know, right? Yeah. So again, they're performing tonight beginning at...
At 7:30 at the Redwood Rocks at the Creamery District.
Now, they're on tour, right?
Yeah, they've been on tour since August. They're doing a very long tour, and they'll be going to Chico next starting, they'll be arriving in Chico on tomorrow night, I guess, and then Thursday, and then from there they go to the Bay Area, and then down to Southern California, and then when they just got a confirmation to be in Phoenix, and then Texas, and then Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay.
Louisiana.
Oh,
yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah, they're gonna love you.
Yeah, so they'll be there still. They're so. Donka and Nikolai are headquartered in New York.
In New York, okay.
And Nikolai and Temelko have come in from Bulgaria.
Okay.
To do this tour.
Wow, that's exciting. Thank you so much. Now, I'm just a little curious. We have like a minute left. What are they looking forward to for tonight's performance with our audience?
What do you like, what do you want for tonight?
We would be happy if we can see a lot of people to attend the concert.
Okay, that would be good. And are they going to talk a bit, Craig, about their music and the instruments that they're playing so people can get a little education?
They can. In general, it's pretty much a concert,
okay,
and, a, and
concert.
A dance party. There's always a little space for asking questions about instruments. You know, we'll have a break and people can ask them. They'll have CDs for sale and they can ask all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did they all start playing when they were very, very young?
Yes, they all were kids when they started playing.
Do you all come from musical families?
Families?
Mother, father, sisters, brothers?
Yeah. Maybe neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods?
Yes.
Oh, really?
We coming from villages, small villages, and with traditions in playing this instrument. The instruments we play, we learn from the previous generation.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, wow. Okay. Excellent. Yes.
Yeah. Fun stuff. We hope to, you know, we do this every couple of years. We wish it were more often, but we got it tonight. So.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Katie.
Do you want to play a tune to take us out?
Sure.
That'd be wonderful. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's homepage. Thank you so much to the band for coming in. Jesse's going to say it for me.
Bulgarica.
Thank you. They're performing tonight, beginning at 7:30. I get there a little early to get a seat down at Redwood Rocks in Arcata.